Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Linda, it's funny because we met on a bus. Remember that?
I do.
In Florida. And I just want you to share a little bit about how, like, these normal moments of life that we think are just, hey, I'm sitting next to someone on an airplane or a bus. Just talk about what was going on in your life when you were on that bus in Florida. Like, where were you at in life? What were you thinking? What were you wanting? Because we're going to talk about next steps here. I mean, that's the whole theme of the conference. And you were thinking of some next steps.
I was. Well, I met Carrie at a conference that we were both attending. And I wanted to leave my day job. I was working as a coach and a trainer. And I wasn't terribly unhappy, but I wanted to be free. And so I was at this conference, and I had just literally written the goal to write a book. And so we were officially on the way into a reception, and Carrie walked up beside me and said, "Have you ever thought about writing a book?" He doesn't remember that moment, but I will never forget that moment. And so we got talking, and I could immediately feel a connection. And so he said, "Hey, let's talk on the way back to the hotel." By the end of that conversation, he had sold me into a coaching program. Now, true to form, he didn't have a coaching program. So he went back to his hotel that night and wrote the program. And the next morning, he showed me some kind of diagram. And it really didn't even matter what he showed me, because I was already sold. I was sold because I knew that I could trust him. I knew that whatever he had to offer, he could help me take the next step. So he was a pastor. He was still in his day job. And he says I was his first corporate client, and I was really, truly his beta test for everything.
But I never told you at the time.
No, you didn't. And yeah. It was, well, once in a while you leaked, and you said, "Hey, I'm getting the first 25 authors together to write a book." And he always added something like, you know, "The big achievers go first," or whatever, you know, yeah. struck my motivation. But what I really knew is that he could help me with that next best step. Hmm. And so I have literally had my hand raised for pretty much every program, because he was always about 10 steps ahead of me. So it's been a wild ride, 7.5 years.
Yes.
I don't even know, maybe 8. I lost count.
2011.
And so
that
we're going
been
on 8.
August.
Yeah.
August 2011.
Yeah.
So look at you. And you did leave your day job. So that's pretty cool. How scary was that? Because I think it's no secret that are you the breadwinner in your family? I mean, that's kind of the role.
I am, especially right now. And that's a story in and of itself.
Yeah.
My husband's a student. He went back to school.
Yeah. So, I mean, you had three kids that were younger back then. It was pretty scary to leave. How did you make that transition?
Well, I remember a coaching session where Carrie said, "It's time to jump." And I'm a planner, so the corporate environment where I was working, I had this whole plan. I was going to resign, and then I was going to follow it up with a proposal, and they were going to hire me back on as a consultant. And I made this statement when I was talking to Carrie. I said, "This organization is my safety net." And he said, "No, God's your safety net, Linda." That was a 2x4. And as a truth teller, right? When we have truth tellers in our life, and I knew that I could take that from him because he had that kind of rapport with me. And I did take that jump. I did go ahead and take that leap. But this is what happened, is I put my resignation letter in, then I put it in my proposal, and I waited for 4 months. Dead silence. I was standing on scripture. I knew that it was God's plan for me to leave, but the answer didn't come quickly. So what happened after 4 months, they came back and said, we'd like you to continue to stay on, at least for a while as an employee. And I said, no, I said, I'm done at the end of the year. And the head of human resources said to me, wow, that's clarity. I don't see that very often. And I'm jealous. So where did I get that clarity? You know, right? Well, I was his beta test for the deeper path. And that's all about clarity. And I'm the only thing he had, so my opus is in the back of his book because that's all he had.
I dedicate that one to you?
Your secret,
name.
And I will tell you about your secret name. My husband and I both got certified early on in the secret name. And Terry Wood, where are you? Terry was in that certification where it was a dark basement, and I think that was where they were making coffee in the bathroom. I think that was my session. And my husband and I love working together, doing ministry together, and that really gave us amazing tools to do that. So, and the Deeper Path is my number one coaching program. I've lost count how many people I've taken through that program.
And how much do we get off that? In other words, you make everything.
I make everything. If I send them through the video version, I give you the initial $97, and I upcharge that thing. I mean, I've made some pretty good money on that, so I've more than paid for it. I can't even say 25 times over or more.
So you are a coach. I mean, I know certain people that, you know, coach is kind of a side thing, but you love coaching.
That's my passion. When I get up in the morning and I have 5 coaching sessions, it's a good day.
Wow.
And I say, God, go with me, because I have no idea what these people are going to bring to the table, but that's a good day.
Yeah. And your book came out a few years ago, a couple years ago?
Yeah, actually,
Pebbles
close
in my
to
shoe.
3.
Yeah. And it's all about how to help people with conflict resolution. So your entire brand is Breakthrough Solutions.
Right, and Carrie, you helped me with that.
Well, but
the brand,
you took
the website.
Work. You did the work, my friend. And I'm really proud of you. And Linda is such a good coach that when it came time, we'll go to the next slide here, when it came time to do a coach for our coaches, we hired Linda, and we said, Linda, we want you to be the Igniting Souls coach for the coaches. So how many of you are certified on Deeper Path, Secret Name, or Day Job to Dream Job? Can you stand up? Can you stand up? Awesome. Look at these people. Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. So all I'm saying is, from a bus ride, you see what I'm saying? You guys are going to be going on travel home. You might meet someone just as random. I mean, this might be the connection that you have where you look back and now there's books and businesses and you move from Sioux City Falls, South Dakota to now California.
Right. Yes, a year ago. That was a huge...
Right when the fires were happening a year ago.
Our house closed the day after the fire in Redding, California.
Yes, yes. So all I'm saying, folks, is keep saying yes. And I'm so glad, Linda, that you have taken the time to do this book. You've continued to now you're starting a mastermind.
Right. So, and that's to your credit. I really said, God, I need more income streams. And here's part of the story. As we were moving across the country from South Dakota to California, and God and I had a little chat. I said, there's 4 students in my family, God, and I am the only provider. And you know, I've never heard God's voice audibly, but you've heard a lot from this stage about hearing God's prompting, hearing God's voice. And I know this was God because I don't talk to myself this way. He said, no, Linda, I'm the provider. You said yes, now you enter into my economy. Now this is the follow-up. Now you can proceed with or without anxiety. You choose. So I've been in school too this last year, learning to trust God as my provider.
Yeah.
And a lot of you are in that place right now too. When is it time to jump? When is it time to do my passion as my full-time gig?
Wow.
And I just want to say God wants to do this with you. God wants to do this with you. So he has created you for this moment. He has created even your giftings. And I'm going to say he even is redeeming your story. Some of you have hard stories. We've heard them. You've made us cry these last couple days on this stage.
Yep.
But God makes all things new.
Fantastic.
God does not waste any experience. And those experiences and that pain, he is redeeming because that's part of what you have to offer. That's part of your unique message, and he wants to do it with you.
Awesome. Let's give her a hand. Yes. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.